What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another FAFO file. Ah, gentlemen, every time I see the arrest video of that Colombian woman, I laugh. I laugh from the depths of my cold soul. Yes, gentlemen, I find it absolutely hilarious every time I see an illegal get those metal handcuffs put on them and they found out that the system is not playing around anymore. Oh, yeah, gentlemen. Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Especially now that that situation with that illegal Indian truck driver happened down in Florida, where those three unfortunate innocent people lost their lives. Yes, in my humble opinion, the gloves have come off. Finally. Now, I want to get into this article. Everybody's talked about it, so of course, I wanted to wait a few days. Now, this article was published on the 18th of August. ICE arrests influencer Tatiana Martinez during a live stream. Yes, gentlemen, once again, every time I see that video, I laugh from a good, healthy place. A Colombian illegal TikTok influencer was detained by immigration agents after a confrontation outside of her Los Angeles residence that unfolded live on social media. Tatiana Martinez was apprehended by federal authorities while streaming on TikTok from her Tesla on Friday, August 15th, according to the Department of Homeland Security. DHS Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin told Newsweek that Martinez was arrested because of a prior DUI conviction in Los Angeles. Yeah. Yeah. So she was already a criminal for crossing the border illegally, but then she gets a DUI conviction, and yet she still remains in the country. Why it matters? Immigration authorities have been under heightened scrutiny amid allegations of misconduct with the agency at the center of the national debate over immigration policy. That spotlight has widened after President Trump ordered a ramp up in arrests to fulfill his pledge of mass deportations, prompting renewed questions about the legality and human impact of ICE's enforcement practices. The widespread deportation efforts have attracted resistance from immigration rights activists. Advocates. Well, then again, a lot of them are activists too. So let's go ahead and throw that in as well. Now, first and foremost, this is a hill that I stand 10 toes down on. The removal of illegals. As a man who went through the process, the entire process, with a foreign-born woman, yes, the meat sack. No, I am absolutely not bending on this. If you are not going to do it the right, the legal way, then guess what? Get the fuck out. Come back and try it the legal way. Oh, I can't afford it, so I need to say, oh, sanctuary. No. Get the fuck out. Oh, I'm afraid to go back to my home country. Well, guess what? You ain't got to go home, but you can't stay here. Once again, get the fuck out. But we all know, well, all of us that truly understand and can see with crystal clear lenses why the liberals want illegal immigration so bad, because they need a new slave class. Yeah, I said it. I've said it before, and I will continue to say it. The left, the liberals, they need a new slave class. Why? Because, hey, a lot of black people actually woke the hell up and realized, you know what? I need to get away from the Democratic plantation. See, that was something that the Democrats, left, and liberals did not expect to happen. Enough black people woke the hell up. So, oh shit, we need a replacement. Oh, you know what? The illegals will do it. Yeah, right. No. No. What to know? Martinez, who entered the U.S. illegally in 2022, according to DHS posts under the handle Tatiana Martinez, too, has gained attention for documenting ICE operations, sharing quote-unquote Know Your Rights guidance, and offering commentary on immigration enforcement. You are an illegal, therefore you have no rights. Footage circulating on social media appears to show Martinez seated in a Tesla when federal agents approached, opened the door to the driver's side, and pulled her onto the pavement. Once again, I find that absolutely hilarious. And the fact that a lot of other commentators asked about her wig, that just really threw it over the top for me. I wonder if a wig is going to be deported as well. But still, once again, I will always find that video hilarious. Oh my God, they pulled her out of a car. Well, that's what happens when law enforcement says, hey, get out of your vehicle, and you decide not to get out of that vehicle. Guess what? They're going to get you out of that vehicle one way or the other. The video shows her being restrained face down with a covering placed over her head, and observers can be seen heard calling for medical assistance before she appears motionless. Ah, yes, the old George Floyd tactic. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Can you talk? Yeah, you can breathe. Shut up. McLaughlin added that the arrest was further complicated when an individual unlawfully towed a government police vehicle, and that person should have been arrested for obstruction. Footage on social media shows a federal agent running after a vehicle after the tow truck removes the car. Quote unquote, he mocked and videotaped ICE officers chasing after him. The secretary, Noem, has been clear. Anyone who seeks to impede law enforcement will be found and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, McLaughlin said. So, yes, I hope they found that individual, and I hope they throw the fucking book at him. Following the incident, Martinez was transported to White Memorial Hospital and subsequently transferred to a downtown detention center, according to L.A. Taco. McLaughlin said Martinez reported shortness of breath during her arrest and was given medical treatment. The influencer, or should I say the illegal influencer, who has amassed more than 37,000 followers on TikTok, has been actively creating content that documents immigration enforcement since Trump directed his administration to remove millions of migrants without legal status. DHS has claimed that ICE agents are facing a 1,000% increase in assaults against them. However, the agency has not provided any detailed breakdowns of the allegations, for which, once again, in my humble opinion, if you attack a federal agent, an ICE agent, they should have a gloves off policy. It's time for people to start getting their fucking heads cracked open. And no, I am not bending on that. You attack these people, yeah, you should get your head cracked open. Let's take it back to the old civil rights days. Water cannons and attack dogs. Yeah, see how these people like that. But once again, the system is being too damn lenient. And unfortunately, far too many people are taking advantage of the system being lenient. I say, hey, once again, the gloves come off. You get in our way, we're going to crack you over the head and take you to jail. What people are saying. Trisha McLaughlin told Newsweek, quote unquote, on August 15th, ICE arrested Tatiana Martinez, a criminal illegal alien from Colombia who was convicted for driving under the influence in LA. This criminal illegal alien entered the country in 2022 and was released by the Biden administration. During her arrest, Martinez claimed to experience shortness of breath. She was given proper medical treatment and would be held in an ICE custody center pending removal proceedings. The Sidewalk School, an immigrant rights group, wrote in a post on Instagram, she was pulled screaming from her Tesla, later taken by an ambulance to the hospital. David Earl Williams III, a Democrat, wrote on Facebook, ICE violently arrested activist journalist Tatiana Martinez in L.A., slamming her to the ground on live stream. After a brief hospital release, she was taken back into custody. In a wild twist, one of the ICE SUVs was towed mid-arrest, turning their crackdown into a symbol of resistance. What happens next? Martinez will remain in ICE custody pending further removal proceedings. I'm going to give this a FAFO score of 9 because the video is widely available. And once again, I find it hilarious every time they yank her ass out that car. U.S. citizens who don't follow the law enforcement orders to get out of the car, guess what? They're yanked out of their cars too. So she is no different. So she should not get any sympathy. And I guarantee you, for me, there will be no sympathy. Now, speaking of immigration, I told you guys, I went through the entire process with the meat sack from start to finish. From the beginning where we got married to the end where she actually went in and she raised her right hand and she took the oath. All of it. Now, something that I've come across that is going to be a nuclear option for the passport brothers. Now, for years, even before the passport brothers became an option for a lot of men, way before that, a lot of guys were saying, you know what? I'm going to go foreign, even back in the early days of the Red Pill and MGTOW. I've always said this. If you're going to go foreign, stay foreign. move to her country, learn the culture, learn the language. Do not bring her back. However, something that has been quietly slipped in under the radar. Like I said, this is a nuclear option for Passport Brothers. On the 1st of August, there's been a massive change in the family visa policy. Yeah, trust me, during my 20 years in the Navy, I've seen a lot of foreign women do this. They marry a sailor or any military man just to get a green card. And once they do, boom, they throw a ninja smoke bomb. I need a divorce. They leave. Now, of course, a lot of women, even in this current day, would say, yeah, that's why you men, you know, you're going foreign, all because she needs a green card. However, once again, that is a loophole that has become increasingly difficult under this new change. Now, I'm going to read just a little bit of it, but you guys can research it for yourself. Now, this article was updated on the 6th of August. USCIS update. New family visa policy raises risks of denial. U.S. Citizen and Immigration Services has issued new policy guidance that significantly raises the stakes for anyone applying for a green card through a family member. Effective August 1st, 2025, the guidance gives immigration officers more discretion to deny applications without warning and increase the risk that some applicants could be placed in deportation proceedings. The changes apply to all family-based immigrant visa petitions, including those filed by U.S. citizens and green card holders on behalf of a spouse, child, parent, or sibling. Yeah. And what tends to be the most common application? Spouse. So yeah, if you're a Passport Brother and you do decide to bring your foreign bride back to the United States and you decide to go through the process, if at any time she decides to flip or become westernized, guess what? You can cancel that procedure and get her ass the fuck up out of here. That is a massive nuclear option for the Passport Brothers. So yeah, oh yeah, believe you me, if she's not on her P's and Q's, you can have her ass thrown the fuck up out of here. Hey, it is what it is. But yeah, another loophole that needs to be closed is something that a lot of foreign women did under the VAWA Act. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Joe Biden's VAWA Act. Some foreign women would get over here, claim DV, get an automatic green card, and then leave their husbands. I think that loophole needs to be closed as well. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. Honestly, for me, every time I see an illegal get arrested, I find it hilarious. I do, because the gloves have to come off, especially when you got American lives that are being lost at the hands of illegals. Yeah, yeah. Why is it that America is the only country that supports illegal immigrants? Well, wait a minute. The UK does too. Why is it that Western countries? Oh, that's right. Silly, silly me. One, they need a new slave class. And two, white guilt has been so thoroughly pumped into these liberals. Yeah, but that's another subject for another time. Yeah, for all you illegals out there, you need to understand this. You need to understand this crystally clear. Whatever rights you think you have in this country, nah, you don't have them. But you're going to end up getting up out of here anyway. And for the female illegals, the idea of you adopting American feminism and that's going to help you, nah, that's going to go out right along with it. So yeah, for all you illegals, you need to go ahead and self-deport, because if we got to come get you, guess what? We're going to come get you, and you're not going to like it. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.